But it says here that in verse 17, here's the next thought. Think not that I'm come to destroy the law or the prophets. I didn't come to destroy Leviticus 20:13. Isn't that what Jesus is saying here? I didn't come to destroy the law or the prophets, but I came not to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Listen to me. When Jesus Christ came and died on the cross for our sins and was buried and rose again, that was not a fulfillment of Leviticus 20:13. Right. A lot of scriptures were fulfilled that day. A lot of fulfilled prophecy. But nobody's like, Leviticus 20:13 just got fulfilled. You know, when Jesus is born of a virgin, they're like, fulfillment of Isaiah 7:14, right? When Jesus is born, it's like, oh, Isaiah 9:6, fulfilled. Oh, Jesus crucified between two thieves, fulfillment of he was numbered with the transgressors, right? Everybody's looking at these things. Oh, by his stripes we're healed, fulfilled. Amen. You know, he's looking at all the, out of Egypt have I called my son? Oh, yeah, that's fulfilled. Right? And when Jesus died on the cross, you know what else he fulfilled? All these animal sacrifices. Because he said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, fulfilled. He fulfilled all these just hundreds and hundreds of burnt offerings and sacrifices. But can somebody explain to me how he fulfilled thou shalt not steal? Or how he fulfilled if a man lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. Folks, that has nothing to do with the difference between Old and New Covenant. You got the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. Old Testament, New Testament. Are there changes in the New Testament? Well, the Bible says the priesthood being changed, there's of necessity a change also of the law. Right. You know, because obviously, Jesus is not of the tribe of Levi, yet he's the high priest. He's of the tribe of Judah. It's evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And so we see that there are things that are different in the New Testament, but guess what? Dressing and drag's not one of them. Jesus didn't die on the cross so that the veil could be rent between the men's department and the ladies' department at JCPenney. Jesus died on the cross to rend the veil between the holy place and the most holy place. But the veil was not rent in the fitting room down at Kohl's or something saying, hey, now you can go wear women's clothing, dudes. Right. And now women, you can wear men's clothes. That's ridiculous. That's preposterous. And you know what? No theologian has ever believed that until now. No theologian in history has ever said, hey, now we can roll back everything about homos and cross-dressing. It's madness. Amen. It's absurd. And it's never been taught until recently because it's a doctrine of convenience because our culture is pushing that and people don't want to be persecuted. They don't want to be the salt of the earth. They don't want to let the light shine. And so they come out with this convenient doctrine of just destroying the law and the prophets. Just destroy everything that they taught us. No, you know, the Bible says sin is the transgression of the law. The way that we even know what sin is has to do with God's commandments, okay? So you can't sit there and say, oh, that stuff is obsolete or it was wrong. And here's the thing. The Bible says the law of the Lord's perfect. Amen. So if God had the death penalty for homos, that was perfect. Perfect way to deal with that. Yep. Excellent. And guess what? It's coming back in the millennium. Yep. It is all going to be fulfilled one day. Yep. Make no mistake about it, because one day Jesus Christ is going to come on this earth and he's not going to rule with a wet noodle. He's going to rule with a rod of iron. Yep. Amen. And he is going to, you think he's going to have rules about that? You better know he will. And so Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign someday, and then it will be fulfilled. Go to John chapter 15.